Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, everyone, and welcome to The Pink Atheist. I'm actually getting ready to go to work, so you are accompanying me. And to those of you who have been continuous listeners over the years, I just wanted to stop and say that I appreciate the fact that you're there and that you have been a listener for a long time. And today, I want to talk again about politics. I know it's been a big topic that I've discussed a lot lately, and I'm going to keep discussing it because I think it's important for me to reach out to those of you who are liberals in America, obviously. And I think it's important for us to change what we think we know and what we think is going on because, you know, as I grew up, I have watched the political arena change, and I have watched what people think to be true change. And, you know, I'm kind of conflicted because, you know, I know things that I think that every American should know or should have paid attention to. So I don't know whether it's just cognitive dissonance or inability to fact check yourself or what it is, which is very important, especially in any kind of public arena. The facts must stand out, and they must stand out brightly. So I want to go over a few things. First of all, everybody knows that I'm not supporting Bernie Sanders. And while I'm not supporting him, I will tell you this. There are levels of lows that even I would go. You know, being a liberal and standing for democracy and for liberal thinking and ideologies and more socialist ideologies, I want you to understand that I am very protective overall of not just Hillary Clinton, but the whole entire idea of the democratic process and the people's ability to be free to think for themselves, be free to vote for themselves, you know, do all of the things that our founding fathers would have guaranteed you, except for if you're a black or a woman. But that's a different conversation. You know, I mean, let's look at this in a really bright light. The one thing all liberals should run from is the idea of being bought and sold by the Republican agenda machine. And yet, over and over and over and over, I hear from liberals, from people who should be fact-checking the most, how listening to the Republicans when it comes to their facts and fact-checking, it's just amazing. You know, I wouldn't want the things being said about Bernie Sanders to be nothing but 25 years worth of propaganda. I have gone so far as to check what I'm saying about him. And, you know, I have no clue why. Maybe it's because he's a white male. Maybe it's because he's a Jewish white male. He's gotten a pass for being, you know, hammered for the last 25 years. His pass is basically a non-talking point, no matter what it is. And I think that that speaks to white privilege. But here's the problem. The problem is that in the same token, you have a white liberal woman, a woman who is a minority, and it's perfectly fine and acceptable to bash her as much as possible. Now, I consider this to be part of the political arena. You know, everybody's bashing the other side and taking their opponents apart and stuff, which is great. But then when you find yourself uncomfortable with something, you're not questioning, why do I find myself uncomfortable and why am I not taking this apart? I mean, Republicans have gone after Hillary Clinton since she walked into the door as a first lady, since she wasn't docile, since she wasn't silent, since she was about the feminist majority. And we all know the vitriol that exists against feminists. In the current state of America, we even have liberal men who are like, you shouldn't be a feminist. It's so wrong and one-sided, even though it's not. And you really for granted what feminism is. And so I think that that has made it easier to attack her because she has for many, many years stood for what it is to be a liberal feminist woman. And in fact, she was very much alive during the major parts of the feminist movement. And that's what makes her such a threat to Republicans. But Republicans so easily convince America to say their same phrases. Like Rush Limbaugh. He has liberal men, saying feminazi. All right? You're just fucking feeding in to everything that you shouldn't be. You should be the ones questioning, why would I call her a Nazi if she doesn't have a death camp and she isn't putting all men to death? You know, it's so easy because it's just catchphrase after catchphrase, and that's not what we should be. Liberals should run from these demagoguery ideas, the idea of just one expression that destroys a person instead of looking at the content of their character. We are now vastly becoming equal to the Republicans on the other side. It's framed hysteria. It's lack of fact-checking. It's an inability to comprehend how real life works. In real life, people don't make perfect decisions. In real life, none of us have ever withstood. We haven't... You know, we haven't been the kind of people who have never fallen for a lie. I'm sure all of you have fallen for a lie. I've fallen for a lie until the truth was discovered. We all have. We're all fallible. And we cannot hold politicians to a standard that we ourselves can never honestly achieve. And that's the thing. You have to be honest with yourself. You know, if you want to tell me that you've never made a mistake, you've never fallen for a lie, I'm going to call you a liar to your face. It simply doesn't exist. Politicians are the people we elect who have the sense and sensibility, hopefully, to have this idea of push for that, and they work towards it the entire time that they have their term. Now, Republicans have changed this to puppets for corporations. And, you know, I'm going to talk about how I feel about this. It takes a lot for me to say that about anyone. I wouldn't say it about Bernie Sanders, even though, you know, it is obvious that the NRA has made campaign contributions to the man and that he has made votes that side with their agenda. But I want to believe it's because Bernie Sanders himself has his own opinion about guns and how they have a place in America or about the legislation. I don't know his education level, and I'm assuming neither do you. But I don't want to just off the bat assume that he bought and sold. But I do have a problem with the fact that he voted the way that he did, because in contrast, it had an effect, and Republicans used his vote to push their agenda. So while he may not have been bought and sold, what he did had profound effect as far as the outcome. Nobody has their vote. So I'm not just going to say that every politician is bought and sold in Washington. What I am going to say is that they have the influence of their base, and if their base is nothing but corporations, then, of course, they're going to listen to the corporation. And especially if those bases are parts of their friends and their groups of relatives, of course, they're definitely going to take time to listen to it. But we, as liberals, have to start questioning deeper and harder what we think we know and listening to more evidence. Now, when it comes to Hillary and these emails and this whole entire supposed scandal, I recall months ago when it was talked about that she had asked for a private server. She had asked, denied a private server to be able to send secure emails that the government could be sure that nobody could hack her server. Now, we also know that nobody hacked her server. So a security breach never happened. So this is really a non-issue. Whether or not the FBI is really doing an actual job here or a witch hunt is hard to determine, because they say that she was sloppy. With the exclusion without with pardon me with the exclusion of the evidence that this woman had asked for a private server so that this instance would not happen, ever have to face problems with her security, problems with what she said. And to call it sloppy is absolutely ignorant behavior. We cannot, in one hand, deny a person, just like we denied more security funding to our consulates overseas, especially in the countries where we knew that there was danger, in one hand. We cannot, in one hand, deny people what is needed, and then in the other hand, try and punish them for the things we denied them. You know, at some point, someone above Hillary is at fault for what happened. But we're not looking at that. Instead, we, whether you want to call yourself progressive or liberal or whatever you want to call yourself, if you're not looking at the evidence and you're willing to blindly side with the Republicans, don't be surprised when none of your liberal senators ever get elected, when none of your liberal laws ever get enacted. Don't be surprised when unions are busted. Don't be surprised when nothing good happens in your life because you were due to hear and you were busy eating it up. Because if that's the kind of person that you're going to be, then you should have to face the repercussions for being that kind of person. And we have for the last 25 years. You know, after Reagan, we had this whole era where liberals just turned inward on themselves. We elected Clinton, and then we just destroyed the entire liberal movement. We destroyed the forward momentum that we had going. And we just watched as the apologetics began. Yes, we had a lot to do, but we also have to stand together. That means that you don't just go, well, I'm not for Hillary Clinton, so I have to spread lies about her. Because if that's the way you want it, well, that's just silly and childish. I mean, I don't like Bernie Sanders, not even a little bit, but I'm not going to spread lies about him. I'm not going to spend my time making up things about him. I mean, people are so cognitively avoiding what he actually did do, I don't have to make things up about him. I mean, it's clear that the man has a checkered past. And yet, I don't feel the need for lies. And I don't feel the need to bash him into the ground and be like, oh, well, you know, I've seen people, I do want him removed from his job. I just don't want him dead or harmed. You know, I don't feel the need to go that far. I don't feel the need to destroy everything that he ever was. But I don't feel that he actually retained. And I don't want him in any office serving this nation when all he can do is fight against actual liberals and make it even harder for us to get anywhere in this country. It's absurd. Why would I want to choose that as the leadership? The fact is, I don't. I want progressives and I want liberals who are actually going to get in office, band together, unite for the greater good of this country, and get things done. And if you can't, I want you gone. I don't want Republicans ruling the offices, attacking women, attacking minorities, giving us people like Donald Trump anymore. It's just absurd. And, you know, the fact that liberals have bought into it is equally absurd. I don't want to hear my liberal friend to no one else but the GOP. And talking about things that the GOP has said as if they're factual. You know, I have caught a lot of Republican bias, and it didn't used to be that way in the media. And the fact is that we have let this happen because they know that that gets ratings. They know that they can give us rage because that's all Republicans have, is hate and rage and racism and bigotry and the agenda to destroy what makes this country good. And we need to step away from that. We need to step towards something better and make this country a place worth living in for everyone. And that cannot happen as long as we are eating at each other. as long as all we are doing is fighting. It cannot, it will not happen. We need to elect a Democratic Senate majority. We need to have a Democratic president to move towards a greater nation and a greater good. And that cannot happen as long as we are listening to lies. And it's so funny because so many people listen to Rush Limbaugh. Like, for years, he was the most popular guy out there. And I want you to think about that. The same guy who called a woman a slut for wanting birth control, who blames black people for getting murdered, whether or not they had a weapon, whether or not they were actually committing a crime, whether or not they were in their own home or just walking outside of it, no matter what. We have this bigotry that's blatant and in your face, and liberals have been eating at the trough of it just as much as Republicans. And I can see this now, and I am astounded by it because all of the putrid, you're actually using it on your fellow liberals. It's disturbingly disgusting. And I find that, you know what, at least fact check yourself. This is, it's just horrible. There is a reason that we have such a hard time here in America with politics. It's because of the guilt that is going on. You know, Hillary has faced several investigations. She is one of the most investigated persons in this country. Even Michael Jackson wasn't investigated this much. All right? And, you know, it says something about her lack of white privilege as a female when she can be attacked over and over and over and over and over again. But we have to come to some consensus. We have to delve into this and make it so that we unite under one umbrella. You know, this is the thing that destroyed the feminist movement. Although it's kept pushing forward, it isn't as strong and vibrant as it once was, because when it came down to it, feminists all had different ideologies. And I would, you know, not call a woman a feminist Nazi or a feminazi or whatever you want to say about it. And the reason being is there are no women who are organizing to make slave camps for men or to have all men assassinated. There is none. There are women who are out there who say, I hate men, I hope that they go extinct. Well, you know, that's just as sad and silly as a man who goes, women are all bitches, and all they want is your money. You look at those people and you go, really? You're absurd. Let's keep pushing. That's what liberals have to do. If there's a true injustice, I say we fight it. I say let's take on the day. But if there's not, and if there's just a difference of opinion, okay, let there be a difference of opinion. But let's make one thing true. Let's have some facts and information. It's the same thing that we decry in atheism, is the faith in things. And, you know, I'm even tired of people parroting that this is an Orwellian society and there's an oligarchy and that only certain people get to rule. Well, duh. That's how it's always been. That's how it always will be. Because here's the thing. Donald Trump should be an example to you of how horrific it is to go out on the street and try to drag some uneducated moron in and ask them to be able to understand law and the legislative process and due process, taxation, you know, military budget, all of that. It's literally almost impossible. Donald Trump has no capacity for that. He has no capacity to understand what makes America great or how we do this. And we don't need him to make America great again because it's not really that messed up. We need to fix what the Republicans have broken. And you can't get someone who broke the system to fix the system. Literally can't happen. So I want you to understand, audience, that this is why we have to have certain individuals who have leadership experience, who have been trained for this coming in their future, to be able to go out and do this. This is why we have places like Harvard to actually raise these people up. And yeah, they all do know each other. Doesn't mean that they all agree with each other, but they all do understand that in the context of the political arena, they have to at least be amicable with each other. You know, when President Obama made the video about what he's going to do after he's done in office, he had John Boehner in there. And I didn't instantly think, oh my God, my president is a traitor. I instantly thought, I'm amazed how different these two people were, and yet they could come together on a video and say, hey, politics doesn't matter at the end of the day if we can still be friends or if we can still be amicable with each other. So I want you to think about that. What if you can't be like President Obama in that instance where he takes the initiative to cross those party lines and be a human being, then you really don't understand how things work in life. Because I'm sure that you go to your job and there are people who you don't enjoy there, but that doesn't mean that you, like, hunt them down and scream in their faces every day. It means that you act as a grown-up adult, you smile and be polite, and you keep pushing, because that's what it's about. The only way that you will ever achieve your goals in life is if you can cross those aisles and cross those boundaries and be able to say, I don't see eye to eye with you. I'm not going to destroy you, but I'm going to keep pushing for my agenda to be the outcome of the day. And if you can present your facts and evidence in such a way that people will listen to you, you are going to win the day. People don't want to listen to Trump because he's full of tape. People are turning away from him every day, as they should, because that's not how we should lead this country, is with bigotry and hate. We already had that. We're good. Let's move forward. But until you stop listening to the Republican lies, start questioning the truth, lay down all the vitriol, and start fact-checking things, nothing is ever going to move in this nation. Sorry, Bernie Sanders fans, but there was no revolution. The revolution is that all you did was shake the tree of the Democrats, the real Democrats, and make them understand that they really need to take care of their party and they need to fight harder. But they've been waiting for you to wake up and see that this is how bad it's getting. They've wanted to do their jobs for years, but you haven't given them the people to do it. You have to forget that this nation has only a select few to run it, because you have to believe that those select few are the select you're going to need to get your job done. And honestly, if you took the time to call your senators, to write your senators, to tell your senators what you want all the time, repeatedly, if you never let them sleep without thinking, this is what my people want, this is what my people need from me, you would see a lot of change. Because the one thing that they want is reelected. They want to keep their job. This is what they were trained to do. This is what they believe in doing. This is what they want to do with their life. So, that being the case, you have to demonstrate to them that you are listening, that you are aware of their votes, and that if they deviate from the greater good, that you are going to be there to hold them accountable and that they might lose their position. If you don't do that, you are giving them permission to do whatever they want, make whatever decisions they can. And guess what? If the Republicans want it, if the Republicans were smart enough to do it, they could take their own party back from corporations. All that they would have to do is differ from those corporations, refuse to elect officials who sided with those corporations, and it would take care of itself. See, build into it. If you don't vote for the person, they don't get elected. Voting matters. It matters because that's your voice. And politicians do listen because they have to listen. You know, it's always been the case in the past that when the majority moved, the politicians moved with it. Whether or not they really believed in it, that's what they did. That's how it's supposed to be here in America. Politicians are supposed to move with the majority. It's majority rules. So if you really want liberals and progressives to win the day, then you need to come out in numbers. You need to talk to your family. You need to talk to your friends. You need to say, if you're not voting, why aren't you voting? Yes, the system is not what it should be, but unless we work for it, it's not going to be. Our vote is our voice. That's all we have. And if we don't speak up and stand up in united numbers, we're never going to achieve anything. And that's the truth. So what is an oligarchy? Whoop-dee-doo. Guess what? Where are you going to get new politicians from? Magic beans? You're going to grow them from a tree? New politicians don't just come out of the woodwork. So it's either this. You vote for what already exists, or you yourself, the law and legislation, and become the politician. Because life isn't just going to hand you people who are going to do what you want. You're going to have to work very hard for it. Democratic elections are democratic, you know, and you have to hold things accountable. I remember when all those hanging chads and stuff came out and people were just livid about this whole idea of a fixed election. Now, it's not been proven, and I still hear that. You know what? I was for Bush. I've changed my opinion up on, you know, Republicans since then. And even in changing my opinion, I know that I don't really believe in this rigged election thing, because the problem is that where is the evidence? There has only been a few cases of voter fraud ever caught. So unless you have the overwhelming amount of evidence and charges going on, I fail to believe it. I think that a lot of these things are just like wives' tales. They're just rumors, and people want to believe them. But you're going to have to stop buying into everything. You know, the Republicans start a rumor, Democrats follow it, and next thing that you know, you have people who believe that all of this is happening, and you have no evidence for it. It's as bad as any other conspiracy theory. Us liberals have to work on this, work on bettering our future, changing our tomorrow. And we cannot do that if the case is that we're always believing the lies. Let's work towards what is and what we can do. Let's not focus on what we can't do. We're going to have to stand up and fight for our America that we want. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're really not willing to do anything but complain. And people who say that voting doesn't matter, well, when you weren't there for the vote, all the Republicans got elected. And when you weren't there for the vote, unions got busted. And when you weren't there for the vote, terrible things started happening to America, including religious laws, anti-women's choice laws. Voting really didn't count. None of these things would have happened because nobody would have voted for them. But voting matters. It matters because it's your only chance at changing you, your children, your grandchildren, and everyone's future. And if that matters to you, then maybe take yourself to a voting booth and do the right thing for America, because we need to continue to have a good future. Don't run towards the Republican lies anymore. Stop listening to them. Start uniting with your liberal brothers and sisters and saying, what do we need? What do we want? What are we willing to do to get it? Let's fight for a good future here in America. Let's vote. Let's have our voices heard. Let's make sure everybody knows that we're out there and we're listening. And let's hold our politicians accountable. And until you can do those things, you don't deserve a better America, which is sad. That's it for the Pink Atheist. I want to thank you all for listening. And I want you to have a wonderful day. Take care of yourselves and each other. And at the end, I want you to get out and vote. And I want your voice to matter. I want you to be heard. And I want you to have a good future. Because as an atheist, I know that this is the only life that you have. So choose to use it for all the good that you can do. Take care, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.